I know Mike Shandanoy says on the Cardinal radio broadcast, and Coach Elder's a Cardinal fan, that if you watch baseball long enough, you'll see everything. And I assume from a coaching standpoint, when you started back in 1962, you see just about everything. I assume you pretty much have probably saw about everything you can in coaching, haven't you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you when you, like I say, when you're involved in a long time, the good comes better sometimes, and the bad comes back also. But it just happens, and you just hope that more good things happen for you than bad things.
Well, and the other thing is, when we were talking a little bit, because I didn't bring this up, when we were talking a little bit about sideline behavior or, you know, heat of moment type of stuff, people have to understand that, you know, every coach I have ever been around in my 25 years, they care about the kids. And to say otherwise is just not right. They care about the kids,
yep,
but maybe their methods don't show it in the heat of the moment.
Sure, yeah.
And you see, sometimes you only get that appearance of that coach. You don't see what he says in the locker room or behind the scenes or what he does, but it's always the, you know, you only get the negative reinforcement on sideline behavior because parents or whoever that's critical of that don't necessarily see the other stuff. And it's easier. You're an easier mark.
No question about it. And, you know, everyone reacts different in competition during the course of competition. Some people are very competitive. Some people are rather laid back. And the very competitive people seem to react more instantaneously, let's say, and respond impulsively at times, let's say. But no, I agree with you. I don't know of anyone that was involved in coaching that could stay involved in coaching if they didn't like youngsters or like to be around young people. And that's, you know, that's what I always said from a standpoint of dealing with it as an administrator and listening to administrators complain sometimes about having to do this with activities or whatever. I just couldn't imagine being in administration or doing anything if you didn't like sports.
Exactly. Amen. You know, yeah.
You know, and particularly in small schools, because that's the name of the game in communities in small schools.
Well, and again, getting back to kind of how football is, and I always loved when Coach Zunkel was here because he was so quotable. But I from a coaching parent standpoint, I appreciated his efforts with my son playing in his mm-hmm. program. And some of the things, some of his actions on the sideline, I'm like, wow, yeah, my son's really taking some yeah. heat here.
Yeah.
But in the end, I knew he cared about
yeah.
my child playing. And I always loved the one comment he made on the air when we were talking. I remember the one time about the heat acclimatization. And then, of course, that followed the concussion. Mm-hmm. He's like, James? I'm like, yeah. He goes, people got to realize that mean things happen to you when you play football. I'm like, amen.
Yeah, yeah.
And you really see that up close and personal now with how the strength and conditioning has changed. There's no question. But people have to understand that whatever sport you play, there's risk involved. I mean, yeah. that's just the way life is. But to segue now to how long you've done it, and I know you're fortunate enough that Your children, a lot of them are involved in the education system, whether it be an administrator, a teacher, a coach. I know one of your son-in-laws is with the IHSA. One of your son-in-laws has been a long-time basketball coach in the area. So, you have grandchildren that are involved in a bevy of activities, not just athletics, but other activities, whether it be music or whatever. But how enjoyable was it to come out of retirement and kind of change hats and be an assistant under Pat over at Sherrard?
Well, it was, you know, when Pat took the job, he asked me if I'd be willing to help, and I said I would, but I also told him, I said, it's going to be a football practice and game thing for me. It's not going to be a year-round activity and that sort of thing, because I got out of coaching once because I didn't want to be involved mm-hmm. in that way. But it was exciting to work with him. We, you know, one thing, I was kind of the combination manager, assistant coach type thing, because I could be free to get there and get everything set up for practice before we started. And so when they came out, they were able to start right away based on, you know, the things that you need, your dummies, your blocking sleds, et cetera, et cetera. I could have all them in place. But And it was a unique relationship, one which I enjoyed very much. I enjoyed being able to go home after practice and not have to worry about doing this that he had to take care of. And one time, I guess probably the secret was one time we were disagreeing on something, and I said, "Well, you're the head coach." He said, "And don't forget it," which needed to be said at that particular point. It needed to be said because his approach was different than mine, and the things that they did were different based on a number of things. And so it was a healthy relationship, I think. And like I told people then, how it's going, I said, "Well, we still speak to each other, so that's worth a lot, I guess."
And don't you forget it. I was telling you before we came in on studio, I was talking about Coach Unruh, and he's coaching at West Hancock now as an assistant. And I can't remember the head coach down there. His name escapes me, but a Carthage kid who played for him. And I remember we had him on the air last year, and we were... I said, "How do you like being an assistant compared to being the head coach?" He's like, "Man," he goes, "I love it." He goes, because when it's 4th and 2 or 4th and 1, he goes, "I look to the head coach and say, 'Hey, man, what do you want to do?" It's not on me.
Yeah. Well, it was good for me also from that standpoint to be involved with youngsters again. And to be quite honest with you, when I went to help Patrick at Sherrard, to those young people, I was kind of a novelty. I was an older person involved, and they knew that I had coached in this area and so forth, but they didn't care and really didn't know anything about what we'd done. And was my intention to be involved and try to be involved with the youngsters and learn their names and be able to speak with them on a regular basis and that sort of thing. And that was my goal. And I think we were able to achieve that and still be able to coach the youngsters as they need to be coached.
Yeah, and I on a personal note, I really was bummed. Pat was one of those guys. I was really bummed when he left the area. I thought he did such an outstanding job there. What about the new guy? I think Scott Munson's going to be all right, isn't he?
Scott will be great, I think. Scott works well with youngsters. He's a good person to have around young people. And he was very, very – he was a big part of the success that Patrick had at Sherrard as the coach. His contributions were immeasurable. He was one of his biggest things was the weight room. He took care of the weight room all the time and had plans and things for the young people, and I think still does that, maybe, I don't know, but he just is he blends into the situation. He's knowledgeable, he works well with others, but he works great with young people, and that's the key to successful coaching as far as I'm concerned. I'm very optimistic for Scott. I think he'll have good success there.
And I am, too. I'm excited for him finally getting the opportunity. Right. There's no question about that. We time's running out. We didn't get to talk a lot about classification. You were involved at the ground floor with when the playoffs were implemented in the IHSA in 1974, 8 classes now, and I think there are 5 classes, 16 qualifiers in each class, which has changed dramatically to the 8 classes, 32 teams per class. But the enrollment classification issue continues to be private, public, and the multiplier 1.65, the success factor, getting the waiver from that stuff, is that the answer, or what?
You don't hear much about it anymore, really. I mean, in terms of you hear about the success of the private schools, yes. And that, I guess what you referred to as a success factor is how they float from one level to the other. That, to me, has been beneficial to the private schools, no question. I think the success you see from the U-High in basketball at the 2A level to Kankakee McNamara in football at the 3A level, Elmhurst Mission Christian at 2A level, et cetera. That just their programs don't change any during the season. They compete with people they compete with, and then to drop back and play, it'd be like us in our day playing Galesburg in the playoffs. It's just a different animal, that's all. But you don't hear too much about
Well, you only classification you hear thing it anymore. When the games are played, the state championship games are played, if it's a parochial school or a number of parochial schools winning over private schools. But, you know, I've told people, and I continue to tell this, I grew up in the Catholic school system, and I get in debates with my Alleman classmates about, you know, well, what do you got to say this about Alleman? And what my belief is, I think Alleman should have to play in higher classes in the postseason, and the only reason I say that is because they're okay to play in the Western Big Six during the regular season. Yeah. So why can't you play in the postseason with those schools? Yeah. And then I'll say, I'm cool with Newman playing 2A. They play in a 2A conference. Sure. That's the culture they play in. So I think they should play 2A, and they're a parochial school. I don't want to penalize them, but you play, and I'm not going to call it a penalty, but I'm saying you're playing with the level of competition you always play at. Now, Alleman is a completely different story, and that's why I always thought it was, and they did it for all schools, not just public, but private. I like the football enrollment equation. I thought that was a fair assessment, because if you're a Bishop Mac and you're playing schools of 2,000 like they did the year we ran into them or whatever, then they're going to probably be at minimum a 4A school, and they're going to compete okay and probably play in the last weekend of the season.
Yeah, I thought so too. The football enrollment thing, originally when they classified the schools to start with, you took your conference, you took the largest school and the smallest school out, their enrollment out, and average enrollment of the rest of the schools.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you were placed into the playoffs. Another thing about the playoffs in those days, you knew at the beginning of the season how the bracket was going to be set up and where you were going to fall on the bracket, so to speak. And it was a different animal in those days and more selective, and we like to think more competitive to get in even. But it's evolved into such a thing that in the smaller communities and so forth, there's still the involvement with it. And, you know, the thing I dislike the most about the playoffs over the years is taking away the Wednesday game. I thought that was, you know, when that came about, I was adamant with football coaches when they started talking about it. I said, we need to go to the mat with people to keep that from happening. That's a big thing, particularly for smaller schools, even though, you know, I always figured you had an advantage, so to speak, in preparation in a smaller school because over the bigger schools, because it wasn't as physical a game at our level as it was at the large school level, and you could bounce back from Friday to Saturday. Plus, the emotion took over, and it wasn't a factor. I loved the Wednesday to Saturday thing. It was great. I love the competitive part of it. Now, I'll say this. If you had a bunch of big, heavy-legged farm kids playing on your football team, they didn't bounce back for Saturday very easily.
Yeah. Well, our time is up, Coach. Man, always great to have you around and visit. And I really appreciate our friendship over the years with the station. Always great running into you at state tournaments or football games or whatever athletic event out there. Really appreciate it.
Well, I agree. It's great to visit with you, Jim. I enjoy it, and I still enjoy being around high school sports.
All right, great. Happy Easter weekend to the elders.
Thank you much.
That'll wrap it up on the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning.